So as always, take a moment to straighten up and settle into your posture. Get comfortable and bring your attention to your body. And just let your attention rest generally in your physical body. And at some point, you will become aware of physical sensation. You might be very aware of lots of physical sensations, or you might not really feel anything just yet, but if you wait, something will come up. But whatever your attention is drawn to when a sensation comes up, allow your attention to be drawn to that sensation. And look at it in terms of the qualities that that sensation has. Is that sensation solid and stable? Or is it moving? Could be expanding and contracting. It could be actually moving across your skin if you're feeling a fly on your arm or something. Is it moving? Is it cohesive? Does it stick together pretty well? Or is it more fractured and sort of granular? And is there any temperature that you notice? If you want to use the words to identify it from the text that we were reading tonight, you can note that there is earth element if there's stability and solidity. There's air element if there's motion. There's water element if there's this cohesiveness. And there's fire element if you feel temperature, whether or not it's cold or hot. Now bear in mind that we are only expected to pay attention to what we notice. So you don't need to go searching for each of the elements. Just notice if any of them seem to be present. There might be one or two or three or all of them. Could be at different intensities. Could be a lot of one and a little of another, or a lot of both. So stay with that sensation for a little while until you feel like you've been able to analyze it a bit. And when you're finished with that, you can release your attention and let it be drawn to a different sensation. If you're enjoying watching that sensation and exploring the elements in it, you can stay with that for as long as you want to. And because it's both a new technique and sort of unusual categories that we're using, don't be surprised if you just get confused and can't really get a handle on it. Just do the best you can, and whenever you're ready to give up on one sensation and let another one come to your attention. There'll be some guessing and groping and that's fine. So the process will be just allowing your attention to be drawn to a sensation, exploring the degree to which the elements are present in that sensation, sticking with that for as long as you find it interesting, and then relax your attention and allow it to be drawn to a different sensation. We're just dealing with the physical body, so thoughts, sounds, emotions, just let them be in the background. And see if you can figure out what your body's made of. Some sensations will be easier to identify the qualities in. Some might be very difficult. Doesn't matter. The point is not to get an accurate description. The point is to notice the way these qualities appear or don't appear, or the change. If you find that it takes too much thinking to try and use the label air, earth, fire, or water, but you still want to use labels to help you focus, you can use labels like solid or solidity, motion, coherence, or cohesiveness, and temperature. If you find yourself distracted by thoughts, or daydreaming, that's fine. As soon as you notice, come back to your body and allow your attention to be drawn to a sensation. If you find that you're sleepy, you can straighten up your back or open your eyes to help with that. Get a little light in to your brain. But also you can look at the sensations of sleepiness. What are they made out of? What elements, what attributes, what qualities do those sensations have? Stability or solidity? Or are they moving? Do they stick together?